Hello, neighbors. This is Christy.
And Dave.
And Blake.
From?
Where are we from? Michigan.
We're owners at Copper Creek.
You're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 93 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's show is brought to you by our friends over at DVCRentalStore.com. If you've got some extra points and you'd like to turn that into cash, head on over. You'll find a family there just waiting to book their magical vacation on your points and put cash in your pocket. For about the last 3 years, I've consistently used them and had an excellent experience every single time. They pay fast, they pay all the PayPal fees, and they pay a really high rate for your points. DVCRentalStore.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the My DVC Points podcast. Here at My DVC Points, we are huge fans of resale, but we're also huge fans of buying direct and all of the direct member benefits. Today's show is dedicated to one of those member benefits, the DVC Painting with a View. When Reagan and I did this class, we had such a wonderful time, and I found the instructor was so awesome to just talk to and work with, I wanted to bring her to you guys in a podcast format. And that's what this interview is. We're talking with Marla E. today from DVC Painting with a View. Now, keep in mind, Marla is a contractor. She does not speak for Disney, and we are just generally talking about the class in here because I highly recommend it. And I think it's one of the cool parts of being a direct blue card owner. That being said, let's jump into today's show. Well, I would like to welcome to the show today, Marla E. from DVC Painting with a View. How are you doing today, Marla?
I'm good, Chad. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming. It was such a pleasure to get you to come in. It was such a pleasure to take your class as well, I have to say.
Oh, thank you.
For those of you who don't know, Marla, why don't you tell us a little bit about your class and then I'll comment some as well.
Well, the class is called Painting with a View and it's at the Bay Lake Towers Top of the World Lounge from the Contemporary. And there's actually two classes. One is on Tuesday mornings and one is on Thursday afternoons. And so it includes painting for 2 hours. And it's fully step-by-step. I lead the class. And also you get snacks and drinks.
Yeah. So it's up at Top of the World. And let's see, snacks and drinks for like fruits and croissants and bakery items.
Yep.
And then
mimosas for the morning class.
Okay. So what does the afternoon class get? Because I only got the mimosas.
I think it's beer and wine.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. It's served in Top of the World, which is a full staff bars.
Right. And that's where you get the view. So you're up there overlooking the castle and on the 16th floor. So it's really fun.
It is. And this class is part of the DVC membership extras. So in order to register for this class, I had to go through member services to book it. And they had to verify that I had a blue card DVC member. So for the listeners, that means if you're buying resale, you're not eligible for this class unless you have a minimum amount of points that you've bought through DVC directly to get your blue card. That's the only little caveat to this show. And it's things like this, Marla. I'm just going to be brutally honest. It's things like this that make that blue card extra valuable. Okay. Because your class was just so much fun.
Oh, thank you. I have a lot of fun teaching it too.
So tell me a little bit about the history of this class, because I know if we go back a few episodes, we just did a whole history of Saratoga and we covered the Disney Institute and then they had like full blown classes you could take that were It sounded like 4 hours to a couple of days long.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you were telling me about that. And I didn't even realize that was something you could have done back then.
Yeah, so I think that kind of went by the wayside because it was just a little too much of a time commitment. But now your classes are, you said, 2 hours long?
It's a 2-hour class. So you sign up. I'm not sure exactly what you have to go through to sign up, but they are most of the time fully booked. So you have to, the minute you know what your vacation is, book it, book the class and just find, you know, carve out a little 2-hour session for yourself. And it's a nice break from if it's in the summer, the heat or whatever. So you're inside sipping your drink and taking the painting class.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I know we did it in July in the heat. And yeah. I think we were even staying at Bay Lake. So I had a real short commute down to the lobby just right. To come all the way back up to the 16th floor.
Right. They make everybody wait in the lobby and then we gather them when we're all set up. So everything's all set up for you. You get your paints. So I work with the cast and we come up with the paintings about a month in advance. And we have a lot of fun doing that. Sometimes it's seasonal or sometimes it's related to a movie theme or a movie that's coming out. Or, for example, one of the fun ones that I remember that sticks out in my mind was when it was Mickey's 90th birthday. And so we had a big Steamboat Willie. That was a fun one because we only had black and white paint because we did everything in the shades of gray for the Steamboat Willie painting.
But, oh, wow. That would be cool.
Yeah. And they're a little bit difficult, but like I said, I take you step by step. Starting with the very beginning, you'll paint the background. I'll tell you what colors to dip in. I tell you what brushes to use. And I paint alongside you. So I'm walking back and forth. There's about 20 people in the class. And I'll walk back and forth with my canvas and my paints and kind of show each table what I'm doing and stop and help people. And it's a lot of fun. We get good results.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I have to honestly say, I mean, I had not picked up a paintbrush. I was, 46 at the time? And I hadn't picked up a paintbrush probably since grade school.
I get a lot of that. I've actually had people come and tell me, they come back every vacation, they sign up for my class. And I've had people come back and they say, you know, I've been painting ever since your class. So that I love. I love it when I can get people back into painting.
Yeah, kind of spark a little something. Well, for me, the story goes is my daughter wanted to take the class and she's a budding artist. And I think there's an age requirement on the class. I'll have to go look it up.
It is 12 and up.
Okay. So it is 12 and up. She had just turned 12 and she had to have an accompaniment, right?
I remember that. And she did do a great job. And you both did a great job.
Yeah. And so that's how I got roped into this class. Because I'm just going to be brutally honest. It's not something I would have signed up for on my own. Having done it, though, I have no problems telling everybody, whether you're an artist or not, or you have to drag along a kid or not. Okay.
Right.
It's a ton of fun. And I would highly recommend people go up there and just hang out.
Oh, yeah. And it's actually, there's mostly grown-ups. This is, I mean, I'm not discouraging the kids, but 12 and up. And, you know, once in a while, I try to like get them to make an exception, but they're like really strict. So I guess, you know, with Disney, you have to have a cutoff point, but definitely a lot of grown-ups and a lot of repeat customers. So people must be enjoying it because they come back like, some people have done 5, 6, 7 paintings.
Does it shock me based on how well we liked the class when we went that I could see people doing it again? Because it's a great activity on a non-park day.
Not only is it an activity, but you actually end up with a cool souvenir.
Yeah, that's true as well. Do you know what the class costs these days?
It's still $50 for the DVC classes.
Yep. So it's $50 for the DVC class. You book that through member services. They take payment as well. Now, Marla, how did you get involved in this class?
Well, that is so strange because I just saw this little ad through the local, you know, when you just something on the internet. And for freelance work, I'm on there. And I saw this ad for starting a painting class. And I thought, I do that all the time. So I called up and it was Disney. So I'm like, yeah, I can start a painting class for you. So that was, 3 years ago?
Yeah. And now it seems like that DVC Painting with a View class sparked something. And there's some other classes that have popped up around Disney that are kind of like this.
There are. And so they all have their own different names. I actually have a couple others at different resorts. And so there's Painting with a View. That's the DVC one. Actually, it's DVC Painting with a View. There's Painting on the Bayou, which is at Port Orleans French Quarter. And there's Painting in the Vineyard, which is at the Beach Club at Martha's Vineyard Bar. And then there's a couple others. So you really have to kind of scour the internet. I don't know if they're all located in one place, but you know, I think if you type in, do a Google search, or probably ask your hotel or something, they can probably direct you.
Yeah, that's very true. Because these are all ran by the recreation committee. It's ran by resort recreation.
Yeah, it's like resort based. So you have to find out which resort. And I think the resorts kind of handle that. So like I said, I'm just a contractor. So I'm not, I'm not a cast member.
Yeah, not speaking for Disney on any of this, right?
No.
And the story behind this interview goes, I had such a phenomenal time in your class, and it sounds like other members are having such a phenomenal time in it as well, that I wanted to come back in and just dedicate an episode so that other DVC members know about this and can get in on all the cool activities and fun. And it's just a word of mouth thing of me. I happen to have a microphone for my mouth, but it's a word of mouth thing for me to say, hey, this was really cool, and I think you should meet this person and sign up and take your family.
You know what, Chad? I have so much fun teaching the class. I mean, it is a blast. I think everybody's an artist. And so I highly encourage people to, you know, get in on it. And a lot of people, they are like, I didn't even know about it. And then I see when they post on social media, people, you know, their friends are like, I didn't know you could do that. And then I, you know, show them what's coming up for next month, and they're all excited because we really work hard. I work with the cast members to create like the most fun monthly classes, and each class is different. So the Tuesday class is different than the Thursday class. And so you're getting like a unique painting that lasts all month.
Okay. So once a month, then it sounds like you introduce a new painting.
Right.
And so for our DVC class, it's like the Tuesday one gets painting A, then painting B, and then the first of the month rolls around and you go to C and D?
No, like the Tuesday class all month is that image, and the Thursday class has its own image and that lasts all month. So each month, the paintings change to a new painting.
Okay.
So if you want, you could actually sign up for the Tuesday and the Thursday class. And then if people are really into it, I tell them, this is what I just discovered. I was thinking, because a lot of times people are like, oh, darn, I'm leaving on Sunday, so I don't get to paint that. But my thought is, if you really like painting these painting classes, you could book your vacation at the end of one month and the beginning of the next month. And that way you would have two different choices for each class.
Oh, there you go. Like a 2 week vacation and
thought of that. Yep.
And hit both of them.
Yep.
Now, have you had anybody do that? Because that to me, that seems like that's your Uber fans.
Yeah. I've had people come close. They're like, oh yeah, I can sign up for this one. But a lot of times that's hard to do. But I do have some regulars. I mean, regular people, you know, repeat guests will come, you know, year after year or a couple times a year. And they'll even message me on Instagram and say, what's next month's painting? You know,
you mentioned as well the hashtags here or social media. And I know there was a hashtag with the class that we did. We were all encouraged to use the hashtag for the class. Go ahead and tell me the hashtags where people can follow this on Instagram.
Right. So it's on any social media, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or I don't know if there's any others, but whatever. The kids probably know. So the one for the DVC painting with a view, and it includes the Tuesday and the Thursday class. So that is hashtag DVC painting with a view, all one word.
Okay.
And then you want me to tell you the other ones?
Yeah. What's now? So that's the DVC one. So
right.
What are the other ones?
The other ones are the ones that I teach are hashtag painting on the bayou. That's spelled D-E, not the, painting on the bayou. And that's the one for the Port Orleans class. And then it's hashtag Y, the letter Y, the letter B, painting in the vineyard. And the reason we put the Y and the B in front of painting in the vineyard is because when
Yacht and Beach?
Yes, Yacht and Beach. But we originally started, we just put painting in the vineyard. Well, guess what? There was another class in Spain somewhere painting in an actual vineyard. And they were like, what are these Disney people doing on my hashtag? So I said, you know what? We need our own hashtag. So we don't want to share this hashtag with, you know, people in that vineyard. So we added the letter Y and the letter B. So now it's just ours.
Oh, okay. That's kind of a fun story.
Yeah.
Can't be hashtag encroaching here, right?
Yeah. I mean, really, the hashtag just creates a link so people can post their fun pictures of them and their artwork when they're finished. And also during, but a lot of times people, you know, they're not even sure what a hashtag is. So I kind of tell them about it. And then they, you know, you don't have to use it when you're posting. You can just go in your search and type in hashtag DVC painting with a view, and you will see month after month of all your favorite images. And which ones did you guys do? Did you do the Up House? I can't remember.
We did a castle one at night with fireworks.
Okay, with fireworks. That's right. Because that was a July one. Yep. So, and you did post because I remember looking at it. And
yeah, we certainly did. So we're out there from what, July 2017-ish, I think?
Yeah.
Or maybe 2018.
I think it's going on 3 years.
Yeah, I think our class... Well, we did post, and I think you'd have to go back to July 2018, but I'll put a copy into the show notes as well.
Okay.
So if you just look into the episode, it's mydvcpoints.com/whatever the episode number is. This could be like 068 or something along those lines. I'm not committed to one yet because
okay.
We're just in the recording phases, but you can come back in and just go mydvcpoints.com/the3-digit episode number, and that'll bring you here. And I'll even build those hashtags into a social media plugin where if you go to my page, it'll show you those hashtags as well, like a little window of them. And then you can click and follow them on your own if you want. But
very cool.
Yeah. So that way my content will always be showing the latest pictures that people go out there and post. That's kind of cool.
That is cool. And that's part of the fun, to just show your friends and your family what you're doing and, you know, just a little fun thing on your vacation.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about some of these other images, because we did a really cool castle one and we heard about Steamboat Willie.
Right.
What other kinds of recurring things or what could we expect to paint when we get there?
Well, like I said, it changes once a month. So it's seasonal. So we just we're in December now. So we're doing Mickey and Minnie decorating a snowman with Christmas lights in like a nighttime sky. And the other image is a Christmas wreath with all your favorite Disney icons. Like, for example, there's like the Mickey ears ice cream bar and... I think Forky is in there and Tinkerbell and I wanted to put all of them in, but we, you know, didn't have that much space. because it's only a 9x12 canvas, but I ended up telling the cast that we were going to kind of create like a couple little stencils for people, and they could kind of pick which ones they wanted to use. So we're going to have like lots of fun images for the wreath.
I think you just nailed a key point here as well.
Yeah, I wasn't going to talk about it, but
for those of us who aren't quite artists, we kind of get to cheat a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's through these stencils. What it is you've kind of got some things that are pre-cut out, and we can trace it and then paint it.
Yes. And so I work with that in mind. So obviously you're not going to spend hours and hours trying to get the exact shape of Mickey's head or something. That's difficult. So I have these actually create, you know, a way for us to get the images quickly, but you still have some room to kind of play around and use your imagination. And it's still, you still have to paint it. So
yeah, it's still fun. Okay. But I'm just looking at this as somebody who's not an artist per se. And I look at it and I go, that's a really cool little boost that I get.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of times I don't tell people about them. I just let them walk in and I see the scared look on their face and I'm like, don't worry, you got this. And then they actually, I think what happens at that point is people start to try and figure out how they're going to paint it. And then they sit down with their, you know, or hors d'oeuvres and their drinks. And then they introduce me and then I whip out the stencils and then they're like, oh, thank God. They're so relieved because
yeah, there's this big kind of a thing.
And then it's still hard. So there you go.
It's not that difficult.
No, because I take you through it step by step. So it's a lot of fun. And, you know, like I got the Disney people to, you know, order the kinds of paints and the kinds of brushes that I thought we all needed. So I really planned the class from beginning to end, keeping in mind that, you know, to make it easy for the guests so they can have a good experience.
Yeah, that's something else that's really key to point out here as well. You just pretty much have to show up in some clothes that you wouldn't mind if you got a little paint on.
Well, we have aprons. So I encourage them to wear their aprons because the paint is acrylic, so it will stain your clothes. But if you get it out right away with some cold water, you'll be fine. But if it dries, I always tell them, I can't guarantee it will come out once it dries. But
yeah. That's why I said, just wear clothes that you wouldn't mind getting a little paint on. Aprons are not. I know myself. Okay.
Yeah. You could, but usually we're not too messy, but you know.
No, but that, again, another key point to remember here as well, you just show up with clothes you wouldn't mind getting dirty, and everything else that you could possibly think of and need is provided.
Yep.
From the palette, from the paint, the brushes, the bowls to clean the brushes in, the water, everything. Okay.
And great hors d'oeuvres and drinks and a great view. And, you know, we all, and you get to, you know, meet people and hang out with other people at your tables. And so you really have like it's just really so much fun. We have a blast.
Well, it is. I mean, it's no secret on this show. I'm a huge fan of DVC members because that's what this whole podcast revolves around. And you get to hang out with other DVC members.
Yep.
Because at least at the Painting with a View classes, everybody that's in there is a DVC member.
Right.
Okay. You can't, I guess if I was going on vacation and I had somebody who wanted to go with me who wasn't a member, I could book it and I could pay for them to come as well, but I would have to be with them.
Right. You have to have a DVC in to get in.
I think that's a pretty, you have to have a DVC in to get in. That's a pretty cool way of saying that.
That's it. Yep.
Marla, what else can you tell us about the class or anything else that we haven't covered here?
Everybody just has so much fun. When I first started, I was a little scared. I wasn't sure how it was going to work out, but to tell you the truth, it's just become really so much fun. And I have a good time, and I think the guests have a good time. And I like the people I work with are great. And boy, if you want to have some fun and end up with a cool looking painting, then you got to come to the class and try it for yourself.
Oh, absolutely. I can't speak highly enough about this class. I can't speak highly enough about you as an instructor. It was a ton of fun for somebody who wasn't an artist and kind of got drug in to bring their kid.
Right.
And you converted me, is all I'm saying.
Excellent. You know what you should do? You should post you and your daughter's paintings, that picture you took, so people can see how your painting came out when they're listening to this interview.
I will. It'll be in the show notes. I will definitely put a copy in the show notes of my pictures. I'll put the social media links in there for the hashtags so people can just come to the show notes and I'll pull in all of the latest pictures when they come to my page. So,
oh, great.
We'll definitely do that. No, when I ask how can people follow the stuff? I'll just do that and I won't give you an opportunity to normally I give everybody, how can somebody reach out to you? But with that, we don't necessarily, Disney doesn't want you self-promoting.
Right. But you know what? If you got, well, I'm on Instagram a lot because for me, it's more pictures and less drama than the other sites, but you will see me on there and I'm not too hard to find. So you will see me making comments whenever somebody posts and giving them a big heart because I love it when people post. It just kind of just one added little extra thing that is super fun.
Marla, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. And I know you mentioned we can follow along with the hashtags and I'll definitely put those into the show notes.
You will see all the paintings from the classes when people post and you will see me on there. Always make comments and encourage people to post and give them a big heart. I'm usually on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook, but I like Instagram because it's more pictures and less drama. So you will see me on there giving you a big heart and when you post your pictures, because I just love seeing that. I think it's just an added extra little fun part of the class.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you so much, Chad. It was so fun being on.
Well, that puts another episode in the books. I'd like to thank DVC Rental Store, DVC Resale Market, and Monera Financial for sponsoring our platform, as well as a huge shout out over to the MyDVC Points Producers Club over at patreon.com/MyDVC Points. Their generous support allows us to come back in and invest in new technologies and grow our production value for everything that we put out, from podcasts to websites to videos to new features in the MyDVC Points app. Speaking of which, I'd also like to thank AJF Dolphin for this awesome 5-star review of the MyDVC Points app. I love this app. If you're a DVC owner, this app is awesome. It allows me to plan out my vacation points for the next year. It also has an awesome feature that will show the plus and minus if you save or splurge. I can also look at the cash rate of the room if I want. One of the newer features is it will transfer over to my calendar. Thanks to Chad and Kenny for developing and sharing this app. The MyDVC Points community is also a great resource of information. Thank you so much for that review. We love reading and seeing your reviews and feedback on the podcast and on the app. Today's show was dedicated to a phenomenal experience and a phenomenal cast member that I ran across on my vacations. If you've got some similar experiences, reach out to me. Drop me a note at mydvcpoints@gmail.com. I'd love to have you on the show and share an experience that you've had as a DVC member that really just makes you smile and makes you glad you're a member. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hopefully you go out there and plan something magical for your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.